If I had it in me, I'd make a grocery list worthy of my century. Organic chocolate nibs, starfruit in Ohio's January, or swirl of ancient grains. If I had it in me, I'd write my list worthy of maternal bloodline, chilled glass rolling pin in motion, meals for men whose fields stretch their bellies, descendant of a dinner bell still rung, inherited plates all washed within minutes. What beautiful tablecloths I come from. For now, all I can do is crack the last egg, wash a spoon, find the crunchy peanut butter. Oh, ancestral apron, I'm done pretending as long as my table's full. You might never forgive me for this. I'm working on not caring. Your tall oak icebox, first brought by horse and wagon, fit perfectly into my hatchback Prius, as if meant to see this house still bedding on three placemats, to hold for now not milk jug or chicken legs, but shelves of holiday cards, framed photos, new drawings from the oldest nephew, what's been searing enough this year not to keep too close, not to throw away. Didn't I say? There are wasps in that dinner bell nearly every summer. It's the fifth year of my body's empty field, and I'm hungry all of the time.